Many youngsters experience confusion when learning about science. The biggest issue they face is connecting the topics being taught with everyday life. And if they can't make that connection, many give up their interest in science altogether. On this week's Jamaica's Promise, we learn how Swallowfield Primary and Junior High School is tackling this problem. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Science is a subject feared by many students. This is because they often feel challenged, frustrated, and unintelligent when learning the subject. To ensure that the learning experience for the science subjects became fun for students, the teachers at Swallowfield Primary devised a plan. On June 1, 2017, the school hosted its first science fair with the specific aim of helping students match the theory of science with everyday life.
It is a science fair dubbed Science Today, Tomorrow, Forever. What we realize with some of the students, they have no experience whatsoever. As teachers, we're in the classroom and we teach, we mention simple scenarios and situations that they are not able to express themselves simply because they are not exposed. Now, this science fair really allowed them to be exposed, to be experienced to some of the science processes, and also to really awaken their excitement and their drive for the subject of science.
Grade 6 teacher Terrell Christian, vice principal for the primary department Jacqueline Bailey, says the response from students to the science fair has been positive.
I'm excited. The students are excited. I see my grade 4s making teas and selling teas. I see my grade 8s making smoothies. I see my grade 9s doing blood pressure checks and things like that. And they're really having a good time. And I look at all the other booths and the students are really engaged.
Booths on display showcased a wide range of topics, including climate change, energy, food testing, air, water, and even a display on living and non-living things.
We have a room for operation. It's a simulation operation room where chickens are operated on. I realize that that booth is really where the excitement is. Yes, and that is just an understatement because believe me, they are bubbling for that one. But overall, all the booths have activities geared towards children participation because the task was given to the teachers and the teachers really stepped up to the plate. So I must say thanks to the teachers and congratulations for pulling this one off.
Grade 6 teacher Terrell Christian. We visited the climate change booth where Josiah Neal and Jaim Walker explained to us how a barometer and a rain gauge works.
Alright, so this display right here is supposed to be an example of a barometer. But this is a foot pump with a barometer on the foot pump. It's not really working. And if it was working, if I put the pressure on it and the needle would have moved. And it's helpful to measure air pressure.
A rain gauge is used to measure like when the rain fall and when the rain fall, they have to do a survey to say like how many rain fall in June and how many rain fall in May.
Grade 6 student Zidane Smith demonstrated how his battery operated fan works.
This is a mini fan. It is powered by batteries. As you can see, you have to put the wires from the fan and connect it to the batteries and it will start spinning. And it actually gives breeze.
Swallowfield Primary and Junior High School has its roots in the Anglican Church. Formerly known as St. John's Primary, the school was located on Manningsville Road in St. Andrew. In 1938, they moved to their present location on Whitehall Avenue. Current Vice Principal for the Primary Department, Jacqueline Bailey, is a past student, as well as lawyers Bert Samuels and Jacqueline Samuels Brown. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.